Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network, and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jay Kasson, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on his New York Yankees staving off elimination last night with a win over the Boston Red Sox. To my chagrin, I bet Boston, already at Boston with the series price. We got another sweat coming up later on tonight, which is setting up this decisive Game 3 in the AL Wild Card Series. You absolutely love it. What a night of sports that we have on deck. And if you miss anything across these 4 hours, because we're going to hit the NFL, we're going to hit some college football, Major League Baseball. There's just so much going on this Thursday, and it's absolutely awesome. If you miss anything, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have three guests who will be joining us throughout the program, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. Professional sports bettor, part of the Hammer HQ. Our guy, Joey Knish, baby. Knish going to get us what he likes tonight in NFL, this weekend in the NFL, college football. We'll ask him all of those questions coming up in hour number three. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry and Connor Rogers, is the great Jay Croucher, who joins us once again at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Get all of Jay's thoughts for Week 5 of the NFL season. And then at 6:20 Eastern, professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ and BetStamp, also co-host of Forward Progress, our buddy Rob Pozzola, checking in with us here on his weekly spot on a Thursday at 6:20 Eastern time, as he'll give us his best bets for Week 5 in the NFL. But we also want to hear from you guys as well throughout these 4 hours, because like I mentioned, awesome night in sports tonight, awesome day in sports, which is about to get underway here in about a few minutes or so. But we want to know from the real ones, what's your best bet for either tonight's Thursday night football game, 49ers at the Rams, or tonight's AL Wild Card Series Game 3, Red Sox Yankees. You can go baseball or football, either one. Let us know. Side, total, props. You got anytime TD scores? You got home run props? We want to know what you like and why. Drop it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we will give you a shout out later on at 5:40 Eastern time. A hat tip to the real ones as we celebrate this fine month of October. But let's go ahead and get right into the game that's about to get underway in Cleveland. Do or die baseball game 3 between the Tigers and the Guardians. And I want to bring in our guys, our baseball aficionado, Jay Kasson, Tyler Morales joining us as well, as we got a pitching matchup of Jack Flaherty for the Tigers, Slade Ciccone of the Cleveland Guardians. And I'm looking at the betting market right now. We've been seeing the Guardians get bet a little bit. Consensus price now out to minus 130. Total hanging out 7, 7.5, pending where you do your shopping. Jake, first word to you as our baseball aficionado. What do you like and why in this Game 3 matchup? Winner taking on the Seattle Mariners.
I have not changed my position from yesterday. Give me the Tigers. Give me the upside of Jack Flaherty against this Cleveland lineup. Is anybody else worried that Cleveland used all of their runs yesterday in that onslaught in the 8th and 9th inning? So give me the Tigers. And furthermore, give me Kerry Carpenter to hit a home run plus 475.
Heyo. Okay, Kerry Carpenter, maybe parlay that with something tonight. But Kerry Carpenter to meet the moment, read the room, leave the yard. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Somebody who bet the Cleveland Guardians plus 105 on the series price. But that's what Jake likes, Detroit and Kerry Carpenter to hit a homer. Tyler, what do you like this afternoon?
I think this is the first time me and Jake have been on the same side of an MLB playoff bet. I like the Tigers as well. To me, like, this is like a coin flip game, and I'll just take the Tigers with plus money. This isn't a huge bet. I really don't know what to do with either of these teams. I think two bad pitching matchups. So I just don't trust the Guardians offense. I feel like they got lucky in the 8th inning. But the thing, they've been awful offensively. So I'll take the Tigers with plus money. I don't have a strong opinion. Coin flip, I'll take the plus money.
Wow. Here we are on October 2nd. The friends, the fellas, going against me. We are off Otako. Jake and Tyler on Detroit. Cleveland rocks. Give me the Guardians. And okay, of course, I have my series price, which is a much better price than what's currently available for this Game 3 market where you got to lay minus 130 with Slade Ciccone in a do-or-die game. Like, that's not really anything I'd be getting into, but before the series started, we talk about this. I like Cleveland plus 105 because if they could ever have gotten the Scooble game, they'd have been in a great spot. They didn't get it. They won last night or yesterday afternoon, I should say. And now that plus 105 bet, it's already in pocket and we're getting minus 130 for them to do the exact same thing because they have to win this series. So I will be sticking with my Guardian series price bet. If I had to bet this game, because I agree with them, like this to me feels like a coin flip, I wouldn't bet Flaherty in Detroit. That's not what I would do. I think I probably would honestly bet like Guardians team total over because I don't trust Flaherty at all. I don't trust him. And I don't trust both teams to want to bet the full game over with 7 runs. But I do think that Cleveland can get to Flaherty. This dude is volatile. Like to Jake's point, he could definitely go out there and pitch a gem because we've seen him show up in big spots. But we've also seen him kind of poop the bed in big spots as well. Like this dude is just a little bit too volatile for my liking. So I will be sweating this game out, as will Jake and Tyler and Nick and our entire crew. I'm hoping Cleveland gets it done. They like Detroit. We will see who the winner is starting in about 30 seconds over there in Cleveland. So those are our bets for Tigers Guardians, which is getting underway in just a matter of moments. Winner, once again, will face the Seattle Mariners in the American League Division Series, which begins on Saturday. But let's begin this show talking about what we saw last night in Major League Baseball, as we will now have a Game 3 later on this evening, 8 o'clock Eastern, in the Bronx between the Red Sox and the Yankees. And the reason why we got this Game 3 is because the Bronx Bombers got it done last night with a 4-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox. And I was talking to Bill about this a little bit earlier, and Nick as well, when we were planning out the show. And like I think all three of us came to the same consensus that, hey, like Aaron Boone, look what happens when you play your good players. Because we saw the Yankees switch the lineup up, and in game 2, it paid off. Like, how about to start the game? We're on the air for this. When Ben Rice hits the 2-run homer as we're getting off the air last night during the power hour, and that gets you going right off of the jump. Like, Yankee Stadium gets crowd going, and everybody's all hyped up and stuff. Like,
Play your good players. Now, we don't know for sure if Ben Rice is going to be in the lineup today because Aaron Boone, after last night's game, was like, hey, well, like, yeah, Jazz Chisholm will probably be in the lineup, but we're undecided on Ben Rice. Like, I mean, all the guy did was just hit a home run, you know, a multi-hit game and a big-time game, an elimination game. But we don't know if he's going to be playing on Thursday night with our season on the line. We'll have to find out later on when they announce the lineups. But, like, Ben Rice showed up. Jazz Chisholm showed up after his benching, providing great defense to save a run late in the game. Obviously, he scores the winning run after, of all people, Austin Wells drives home the Jazz Chisholm from first. Chisholm goes first to home as Austin Wells hits it down the right field line, just like the absolute perfect spot where he could put that for a speed guy like Jazz to get around the bags. Like, the Yankees had it cooking. And as somebody who bet Boston, it was very, very annoying. And before I get to the Boston part of this, like, I do got to give Aaron Judge his credit. Because, like, that's now back-to-back performances by Aaron Judge, who we've all made fun of. We've all criticized about what he does in the postseason. And Nick made the joke during game one, like, oh, well, that was because it was September. Aaron Judge gives you a multi-hit game. Where he gave us a multi-hit game on October 1st. Like, he has come up big in this series, getting the RBI earlier in this game, too. That's back-to-back 2-for-4 performances for a guy that is known as Mr. Low Leverage. He's been coming up big. Now, tonight, it's another level of pressure. Do-or-die game against the rival Red Sox. Can he show up? Will he show up? That's the big question for tonight's game. But on the Boston side, after watching it last night, like, of course, like, Bayo, I mean, obviously, you would have wanted a little bit better than 2 1/3, right? Like, that didn't go well for Brian Bayo on the mound. But, like, the bullpen seemed to kind of settle in a little bit. I know Slayton gave up a run. But once we're at 3-3, okay, I was actually feeling really good with the Red Sox at 3-3. But then, how about this guy? I mean, Garrett Whitlock, who I hope to never see again in a high-leverage moment as somebody who is invested in the Boston Red Sox to not just win this series, but to also get to the World Series, as I like Phillies over Red Sox prior to the start of this postseason. Like, that dude could not locate the strike zone to save his life. Like, the strike zone could have been as wide as the Atlantic Ocean. He would have been just outside. Like, these were non-competitive pitches to load up the base. It's just like, dude, come on. Can you get someone out? That was very, very bad. And of course, in the ninth, you know, like, sit on Rafaela, you know, it was a pretty decent effort, you know, but he flies out to deep right with Judge back there. And, you know, just a very, very annoying experience. And now it sets up this do or die game, which we'll get into that all throughout this show with our final bets coming up at 6:40. Hey, you know, it could go anyway because we have this pitching matchup where you got Connelly Early, who, like, I literally had never heard of this cat prior to 2 days ago. Now he's in a big spot against Cam Schlittler, two young pitchers, do or die rivalry game. I think all outcomes are on the table here, which makes it a fun, fun viewing experience tonight. We'll talk more about the bets a little bit later on during the program. But Yankees force the game 3, which means we have a banger night of sports here with the Wagertainment. But that's not the only thing that we have tonight, because, of course, Yankees Red Sox will be awesome. We also have an NFL game, Amazon Prime. Thursday night football, Niners at the Rams. Now, over at BetMGM, looking at the betting market, San Francisco is out to an 8.5-point underdog. You got the Rams laying big chalk at home on a short week against a division rival. The total is posted up at 43.5 as this continues to get a bunch of money coming in on the under. We'll go more full betting recap and all that betting preview stuff coming up in the next segment with our headlines. But, I mean, the story with this game is twofold. On one hand, it's about the San Francisco 49ers injuries. Like, that's insane how many injuries they have. And that's why the betting market is what it is with 8.5 and 43.5 as our total. Like, we talked about it all week long, especially yesterday when the news came down during the show that 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy, their wide receiver Juwan Jennings, another wide receiver in Ricky Pearsall, all of them ruled out for tonight's game. And that's on top of already missing Brandon Ayuk and Nick Bosa, two key contributors for this 49ers team. Bosa, of course, out for the year. Ayuk sounds like he's coming back in maybe late October, November. Who knows? As John Lynch last week said, he wasn't close from rehabbing that knee injury that he suffered last October. So the injuries are the big story for the 49ers. They are the wounded warriors heading into this game. And on the other side, like the Rams, they got a couple injuries. Tyler Higbee, Rob Havenstein, both those guys listed as doubtful. But for the most part, all of their key contributors are healthy. And this feels a little bit like an inverse of what we saw around this time last year. And that's why this game is so pivotal for the LA Rams. Like, of course, if the Niners win this game, I mean, talk about just an absolute steal. They'll take that to the bank all day long. But for the Rams, this is their chance. As we talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago with the Bills when they hosted Miami on that Thursday night game, this is the Rams' chance to get fat. This is their chance to kind of have a reversal of what we saw last year where, remember, on the Ramley, talking about them winning the NFC West this time last year, they were 1-4 to start the season because they had all the injuries. Puka Nacua was hurt, Cooper Kupp was hurt, the offensive line was banged up, and they got off to a rough start. Now, with them being healthy and their rival kind of doing that, like last year, nobody took advantage of the Rams' injuries. This year, the Rams need to take advantage of the Niners' injuries because the Niners, and this is no disrespect to Seattle, who we'll talk about a little bit later on in the program, the Niners are their number one threat in terms of who's going to win the NFC West. And when you look at this next three-game stretch for LA, home against the Niners, at the Baltimore Ravens, where we think Lamar Jackson is very unlikely to play in that game. And then after that week, it's a game in London against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Rams, they're going to be pretty healthy favorites in all three of those games. And if chalk prevails, we could be talking about the 6-1 LA Rams as they head into their bye week in week 8. Now, over at BetMGM, you take a look at the NFC title betting market. The Rams are a pretty short price. They're plus 700. But are they going to be plus 700 in a couple of weeks? That's the big question. And if you could ever guarantee that Stafford would stay healthy, I would be investing once again in the Ramley, not just this week, but perhaps long term this 2025 NFL season. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. Top stories from around the world of sports on the other side here on a Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Ebefe, hanging with you guys this Thursday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's decisive Game 3 in the AL Wildcard Series between his New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Nick will be sweating tonight. In addition to Thursday night football between the Niners and the Rams. And we want to know from you guys, the real ones out there, what's your best bet for either the tonight's baseball game or the football game? Once again, Yankees, Red Sox, or Niners, Rams could be side, total, or prop, whatever you like. Anytime TD score, yardage prop, over under on outs, home run, like whatever you like, let us know why. Drop it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we'll give you a shout out later on at 5:40. Also, coming up in about 20 minutes, we resume our NFL awards conversation. Yesterday broke down MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. If you missed that, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. Today, we'll be tackling Coach of the Year, both rookies, and Comeback Player of the Year, where I think, honestly, in Comeback Player of the Year, and we're going to get into it in the next segment, I think we have a false favorite. I think that right now there is a someone who should be the favorite who is not the favorite, and we'll discuss that coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what a day in sports. Three do-or-die baseball games, Thursday night football. Can't ask for much more here on October 2nd, buddy.
Yeah, you gotta love October sports. Everything happening, of course, hockey around the corner, NBA a couple weeks after that, sports equinox coming at the end of the month. But no need to get ahead of ourselves. We've got an awesome Thursday, and kudos to the Dodgers for helping me get out of that slump last night.
Yeah, yeah, you were texting Nick and I last night. Like, I was like, I'm getting concerned about Bill here. Like,
he needs
to see the ball go through the hoop, man. This is getting
It was spiraling. No doubt about it. When the Reds jumped out of that lead, like, oh boy. But you know, when you expect the worst, like, and that happens, you're just like, oh, here it is.
Hey, but at the end of the day, they came through. The Dodgers got your back.
Dodgers came through. You gotta love it.
It's funny. You mentioned like hockey coming up next Tuesday, obviously the NBA, which I was literally watching an NBA preseason game before the show started. Sixers and the Knicks over in Abu Dhabi. That's where we're at right now on the sports calendar. But like, I was telling my wife last night, I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, you got hockey starting up on Tuesday. I'm gonna do a little bit of prep work for that over the weekend on Saturday. I got the NBA in a couple of weeks. She was just like, wait, what? All of this is coming back? I'm like, yes, honey. Welcome to October. This is just where we're at. Here it comes. And we're going to get college football cranking up. I mean, at college basketball next month. Like, I mean, the whole thing is really heading our way. But it's a fun time of year. Many chances to bet on sports. So can't complain. All good problems to have.
Yeah. And we'll have Joel Embiid health updates in the headlines before you know it.
I mean, yeah, Joel Embiid says he will not be rushing back for the 2025-26 season. Just get ready for that, folks, in a couple of weeks with our daily Sixers update with Paul George's knee and Tyrese. Yeah, the whole thing. It's here we go. Here we go. And speaking of here we go, let's go ahead and get to the pressing items on the day today. What's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Well, Febby, we're talking about 76ers injuries. We don't need to talk about 76ers injuries because we can talk about San Francisco 49ers injury. Week 5 in the NFL kicks off tonight. NFC West showdown, LA Rams and San Francisco 49ers. And Femi, it seems like every 49er is hurt except for Christian McCaffrey. Because of that, over at BetMGM, the Rams are currently 8.5-point favorites with the total points 43.5. Femi, how are you and others betting this one over at BetMGM?
Yeah, I mean, this one right now, for me, if I had to bet the game, and I don't think I'm going to end up betting the side or the total, because like the side, I mean, you're looking at it, it's out so far. I'm seeing 9s in some places, 8.5 over at BetMGM. If I had to bet the game, I'd probably actually lean towards San Francisco. Like, I've gone back and forth with this one all week long. At first, I was like, oh, maybe fallen hero spot. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm like, well, maybe there might be too many heroes who have been fallen for the 49ers. And now that we're here on game day, like, maybe it is San Francisco. So if I had to bet the game, it'd be a small, small bet on the Niners. But I'm going to bet other things. Like, obviously, Femi's Island will be coming up a little bit later on at 6:40 Eastern time. So for me, it's going to mainly just be props. And all my big bet stuff will be on the baseball game between the Yankees and the Red Sox. But as for what everyone else is betting with this contest, 60% of the bets, 66% of the bets, and 77% of the handle is on the Rams laying 8.5. 61% of bets and 57% of the handles on under 45.5. 63% of bets, 49ers on the money line at plus 350, but 71% of the handle is on the Rams money line at minus 450. As for the most popular player props, Niners running back Christian McCaffrey over 16.5 rushing attempts. That's number 5. Fourth most popular, McCaffrey over 6.5 receptions. Third most popular, DeMarcus Robinson over 28.5 receiving yards. Second most popular, Blake Corum over 30.5 rushing yards. And then the most popular player prop at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Brian Robinson Jr. over 17.5 rushing yards. As for the most popular anytime TD scorer bet, that will be Davante Adams at plus 125 to be the anytime touchdown scorer. Once again, Femi's Island, we will have props coming at you at 6:40 as we look to make it three straight, I believe it will be. Yeah, 3 straight for the Femi's Island touch. I guess it'll be like a 4 straight one since we got double on Monday night. But the 3rd straight primetime Island game, we'll be hoping to cash once again with the first TD score. But anyone betting the game? Probably Niners or pass. I'm likely to just pass and bet the Island bets later on this evening. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, you talked about it a little bit last segment. The New York Yankees force a game 3 with a 4-3 win over the Boston Red Sox in their wild card series last night. So first pitch tonight in this decisive game 3, 8:08 Eastern. Yankees are a -160 favorite. Boston +135 on the money line, and Femi, total runs set at 7.5 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, like I said in the first segment, this to me feels like all possibilities are on the table. When you got two young pitchers in a do or die game, a decisive game, winner take all, and the winner will take on the Blue Jays in Toronto for the ALDS, the loser goes home. I'm curious to see how these young guys handle the moment. Now, Connelly early, I mean, the guy got called up like a month ago, and now here he is pitching in a do-or-die spot in the Bronx. It's not ideal, and that's why you see the betting market favor Cam Schlittler by a pretty decent margin. Like, of course, the Yankees would be favored in the game. They're at home. They have an awesome lineup, the much better lineup between the two teams. But, like, Cam Schlittler, when we've never seen him in a game of this magnitude, all the way out to -165 at some sportsbooks, that's just based off the fact that our guy Connelly early, like, this is, like, sight unseen pretty much in terms of a game with this kind of stakes. So I think it's a very, very high variance game. I like Boston just because when you have two pitchers, we don't really know how they're going to respond in these moments. How do the managers manage the game? And on one side, we have Alex Cora, and on the other side, we have Aaron Boone. Like, I'm always going to take Alex Cora, especially when I'm getting plus money. Now, the Red Sox bullpen, like, yeah, I'm obviously a little bit concerned, especially after what we saw last night. Please, no more Garrett Whitlock. Thank you very much. But, like, you got to be a little bit concerned with that one. But I think the Red Sox team, they are definitely the team playing with house money. Like, their season's on the line, but all of the pressure is on the Yankees. And if the Red Sox ever got out to a fast start, do you think this Yankees team can actually get out of a hole and come back? I don't think so. I think the pressure of the moment, the magnitude, the rivalry, I think it gets Aaron Boone and it gets these Yankees. I like the Red Sox to pull it off and get the upset win and head up north to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays in the ALDS starting on Saturday. So give me the Red Sox. I have the series price. I'm probably going to add a little bit more with tonight's money line just because I'm burning the boats, baby. We are shoving all the chips to the center of the table. Let's go. Let's get it done in enemy territory. Let's go, Sox. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, we've got another Game 3 coming up here, and it's the San Diego Padres at the Chicago Cubs. Of course, after the Padres won Game 2, 3-0, first pitch here is going to be 5:08 Eastern, and if we look over at BetMGM, this one, really close. Cubs are sitting at -115 on the money line, Padres just -105, so basically a coin flip game here, Femi. Total runs is also 7.5 in this one.
I think the big question for me with this game, and come October, like, we talk about this sometimes on the show, like, oh, like, Fangraphs told me this and that. Like, in October, Fangraphs gets thrown out the window. And I feel like vibes actually carry over more so than, like, looking at the numbers and what's the expected outcomes and all this stuff, like the barrel percentage and all these things. No, vibes trump everything in October. And I have to ask myself this question. Do the Padres once again have the juice? Now, I don't know if they do. Last year, I thought they did, and then they blew the 2-1 lead against the Dodgers. That was the Dodgers. This is the Cubs. Much different scenario. And the Cubs, when you look at their lineup, I'm looking around wondering, outside of Kyle Tucker, who do I actually trust in a big spot at the plate? Like, PCA, I mean, he's playing cricket out there. That dude's swinging at stuff that's bouncing. I don't know what happened to him. The PCA that we saw in April, May, and June, as opposed to the PCA that we've seen since the second half of the season, now into the postseason. Like, this dude is lost at the plate, as you see his positioning now in the lineup. Like, the Cubs, I want to believe, I actually think they're going to get it done, just because Yu Darvish, no. Just no. I'm not doing that. Not with a pick'em game. I have the Cubs series price -110 from the start of the series. It's the same bet that's going on right now, so there's no point of adding on more. I'm just going to ride out that bet. But I do think Chicago's going to find a way to win this game. I like the home team to advance to the NLDS, where they'll be taking on the rival Milwaukee Brewers. What a matchup that'll be. Craig Counsell going back to Milwaukee now for a playoff series. That will be a hell of a storyline. So I think the Cubs get it done, but it's going to be sweaty because this Padres team, while I'm not super scared of them making a deep run this October, sometimes they got guys like Machado and Merrill. Those guys rise to the occasion, and that has to concern you if you're a Cubs backer like yours truly. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, last night, the one team that isn't going to have to deal with a Game 3 is the LA Dodgers. they advance as they beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-4. That means their spot is set in the National League Divisional Series, where they will take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Game one is going to be Saturday. That's in Philadelphia. We don't have a start time yet. That's going to depend on which other teams advance. But Femi, the news in this one that everyone's going to be excited about, Shohei Ohtani will be starting on the mound for the Dodgers in game one.
Oh, I mean, that's a hell of a pitching matchup. Ohtani versus Sanchez. Like, that's the stuff that October is made of right there. But before we get to that series, Dodgers-Phillies, which we're all incredibly excited about, I want to talk about last night. Last night, of course, I like Mookie Betts to hit a home run. He did not do that, unfortunately. All he did was have four hits in the game. So, like, Mookie was on one. And, like, this lineup for the Dodgers, it is so loaded with Ohtani and Betts and Freeman and Hernandez and Muncy. You can go on and on and on down the line with this Dodgers lineup. And it all looks great. But the big thing with the Dodgers, once again, and it crept up last night, here we are in the eighth inning in an 8-4 ball game, and the Reds have the bases loaded. Against better lineups, against better teams, that will hurt the Dodgers. They cannot continue with this bullpen. Like, this bullpen is so problematic. Like, I don't know how they're supposed to navigate the LDS, the LCS, and then a World Series with this bullpen. Like, it's trying to do like this high wire act. I think any Dodger game, as great as the lineup is, the other team is always in the game. If the Reds can do that, what do you think the Phillies can do? Like, I like this Dodgers team quite a bit, but I just cannot look past that bullpen. And I think it's going to end up burning them in this series against Philadelphia. Like, I like Philly. And right now, you can get the Phillies over at BetMGM plus 105 on the series price. The Dodgers are minus 125, which shows you how much respect the betting market has for the Dodgers, who are once again the favorites to win the World Series. I think Philly, with their combination of pitching, and if this lineup can please just like be normal and not get cold, and all of a sudden everybody just like starts to go on a slump together, like what we saw last October, if this lineup can have it cooking, I think the Phillies are going to the World Series. I think the Phillies are winning the World Series. And in fact, I actually think, I'll say this, because like as much as I talk about the Dodgers bullpen, you need the team quality to actually take advantage of it. I think Philadelphia is actually the only team that could take advantage of it. I'll say this. I think not only is this the NLCS, I think that this is the start of the World Series come Saturday. I think the winner of this series is going to win the World Series. Put that one in pen, put it in stone, however you want to do it. Take a picture, you know, whatever you got to do. This is the World Series. I think the Phillies are going to get it done. I think the Phillies will be the winner of the Fall Classic later on this month. But give me Philadelphia plus 105. I'll take that all day long. I'm going to absolutely fired up for Ohtani versus Sanchez come Saturday. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
I mean, let's do a little NFL really quickly here. Giants, Saints in New Orleans this Sunday. A little extra juice in this one because, of course, we know the Saints had the ninth pick in the first round, passed on Jackson Dart, who, of course, the Giants trade up for and draft in the end towards the end of round one. Here's the quote on Dart about that. There's always a chip on your shoulder anytime something like that happens. But yeah, I'm just going to go out there and play as hard as I can. Let me a little extra juice in a game that features two teams combined 1-7 record.
Yeah, this should be a fun one. This is interesting. And Jackson Dart, you can just tell by the way he plays. He's one of those kind of like bad MFers, you know, like he's like, that's how he kind of conducts himself. But I also will say this, Jackson, please protect yourself. No longer like running your shoulder into defenders. If I had to bet this game, I think I might actually get there. I think I'm rolling with Big Blue and Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll to win in New Orleans. We'll talk some more NFL awards and update you on what's going on in Cleveland on the other side. This is You Better You Bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebfe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on his New York Yankees forcing a decisive game three in this AL wildcard series, best of three, all knotted up at one, of course, between the Yankees and the Red Sox, as well as his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. And with these two games being the headliners in the world of sports on this fine Thursday, we want to know from you guys, the real ones out there, what's your favorite bet for either the football game or the baseball game? Could be side, total, prop, home run props. You like anytime TD scores, first TD scores? Let us know your bet and why by dropping it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we'll give you a shout out later on at 5:40 Eastern time. But just to update folks on what's happening right now in Cleveland, we have played two now in the top of the third between the Tigers and the Guardians in this winner-take-all AL wildcard game. Of course, the winner will go ahead and face the Seattle Mariners starting on Saturday in the ALDS. But we are still knotted up at zero, scoreless right now between the Tigers and the Guardians. Jake and Tyler, they like Detroit. I like Cleveland as I'm sweating my Guardians series price bet at +105, as both pitchers have been pitching pretty well. You got Jack Flaherty, two innings, three strikeouts. You got two and three strikeouts for our guy Slade Ciccone. Like, both these pitchers seem to be pretty good. Or it might just be both lineups are terrible. I think it's a little column A, column B. Probably a little bit more column B than column A, though, as these lineups are just dreadful. Which should make for at least a compelling game, a close game, but I'm not sure a very good game between Detroit and Cleveland. But we'll keep our eyes on that score and what's happening in this AL wildcard game, a do-or-die game between these two AL Central foes. But let's get into our NFL awards conversation as we tackle Coach of the Year, both Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. Now, I want to start, of course, with Coach of the Year. Like I've always said this at the top of this one. It's my favorite awards market to bet into, my favorite market just in general in any sport to bet into, because I think it's so fun. But right now, we have a favorite in Indianapolis Colts head coach Shane Steichen, who's not like a massive favorite. He's just kind of just a favorite sitting there at +450 over at BetMGM. And for good reason. You know, the Colts so far through 4 weeks, and you know they're coming off of the loss against the Rams, they are seen as the surprise team so far this NFL season. Now, what makes the dynamic interesting at the top of the betting market is that we might be headed towards like an AFC South clash here between Shane Steichen and Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen, who is at +650. Now, of course, advantage Steichen for this week in particular, because the Colts right now are 7-point favorites at home against the Raiders, and the Jaguars are 3.5-point home underdogs against the three-time AFC defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. So like, if you were to enter this market and had no money into this thing, nothing invested, you'd probably look towards Shane Steichen, wouldn't you? Just based off of the betting markets for this week's games, what's most likely? Steichen wins. What else is likely? Cohen loses. What do you think happens with those markets? But yeah, I don't want to bet Steichen or Cohen right now, just because I think both guys make a lot of sense. And in fact, the Colts schedule, pretty manageable after Sunday's game against the Raiders. They host the Cardinals in a game where they'll be favored. They're at the Chargers, obviously a tough game, but a winnable game, like probably a field goal point spread, maybe less. Then they're hosting Tennessee, LOL. Then they're at the Pittsburgh Steelers, which will be a tough game, but a game that they could definitely win. Like this could be a 3-1 Colts team to where we're talking about at the midway point is perhaps, I don't know, like, is this 5-3? Is it 6-2? Like, that could easily be where the Colts are sitting at here. So I don't really want to bet against Steichen right now as a guy that could potentially fumble this bag. Like, he's in a pretty good spot right now. A coach that I will kind of highlight here, though, that I don't think has, I don't want to say any chance of winning. I just don't think it's very realistic, especially when you factor in the price. And that's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald. He is plus 900 right now at BetMGM. The Seahawks are 3-1. They're 3.5-point favorites at home this Sunday against Tampa. That price, very good chance that it shortens based on what else happens at the top of the board. But once again, with Coach of the Year, year-over-year improvement matters a lot. And last year, the Seahawks went 10-7. So that 3-4-game improvement, if you like Seattle to go like 13-4, 14-3, then hey, bet 9-1 on Mike McDonald. I'd probably rather just bet Seahawks to be the one seed, me personally, if you really felt that strongly about this team. But like, if you want to bet some Mike McDonald, go ahead and do that. I just don't think he's going to be seen as like one of those like year-over-year improvement guys, since the team was actually pretty solid last year. A guy that I would not bet, but I just want to bring him up because I think it would be pretty funny if this happened. What about Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski? Now, he's 50-1 over at BetMGM. Last year, the Browns were 3-14. So, like, I like Cleveland to be a potential, like, sneaky dark horse playoff team. I bet them at plus 650 to make the playoffs. If Cleveland goes, like, 10-7 and makes the playoffs, would Stefanski win a third coach of the year? Like, that's the question here. Because he won it in 2020 when the Browns made the playoffs the first time. He won it in 23 when they went 11-6 with five quarterbacks starting. Like, would Stefanski actually win this award if somehow the Browns went 10-7 and they made the playoffs? I don't think he would, but I just thought it'd be interesting to bring up here, and one that you want to monitor just how people are talking about him. If I'm right about Cleveland and Cleveland ends up being much better with Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, but right now, nothing to do with Coach of the Year. I think that market is just right, and we'll see what happens after this week's games. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Another market where we have a rock-solid favorite in Buccaneers wide receiver Emeka Ebuka. Right now, he's plus 250 over at BetMGM. So far through four games, Emeka Ebuka, 8 receptions, 282 yards, 4 touchdowns. He scored a touchdown in every game. Like, that's the kind of guy that can win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He has been really, really good, and Baker Mayfield loves him. Now, earlier this week, or I should say last week, we finally saw the breakout game for Raiders running back Ashton Jeanty. This time last week, Jeanty was around 8-1. He is now down to plus 375 as he tacked on 140 yards rushing, a touchdown against the Chicago Bears. Like, Jeanty was amazing in the game, and now through four games, he's got 2 rushing touchdowns. He has 2 receiving touchdowns. Like, he's off to a pretty good start, you know, and it seems like he's getting a little bit more comfortable now that they let him go back to his little Michael Myers stance in the backfield back there. So Jeanty is a big mover. Another mover that we saw since last week with Giants quarterback Jackson Dart, plus 450. Would never bet that. Like, I didn't think he was good, honestly, in the win. They won the game, but he wasn't good against the Chargers. 111 yards, a touchdown. Like, yeah, what are you supposed to do with that? And I think there's a good chance that they win again on Sunday against New Orleans. Is that plus 450 now going to become plus 375? Maybe. But is that smart? I don't necessarily think so, unless he starts to turn into something that we've yet to see, which is definitely possible because he's a rookie and he's only played one game. I just wouldn't be betting that short of a price when, once again, we've not seen it yet with a guy that is just early on in his NFL career. And just as we brought up Stefanski, I think you have to bring up Dylan Gabriel, don't you? He's at 30-1 right now at BetMGM to win Olroy. He's going to make his first start coming up on Sunday against Minnesota. Now, Gabriel's actually already thrown a touchdown pass. He threw a TD pass against the Ravens in that blowout loss in week 2. But I think Gabriel, if he's serviceable, I think he gets into the conversation. I don't know if he ever wins just because he didn't get his first start until week 5. It's tough for those guys. If you don't start within those first couple weeks, as a quarterback, hard to win that one. But maybe he just lights the world on fire, and maybe he throws his hat into the ring and perhaps has a chance to actually win this award. But Olroy, Ebuka makes a lot of sense. I'm not trying to beat Emeka Ebuka right now. I might be trying to beat Abdul Carter. I'm not sure. I haven't decided on this one. But Giants edge rusher Abdul Carter is your favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's plus 140. That is a pretty short price for a guy who only has half a sack. But I'll say this about Carter, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, he only has half a sack. Like, what's he actually doing? Like, he's been really, really good. The pressure rate is there. The pass rush win rate is there. Like, he's awesome. And he plays a lot on this Giants defensive line. And this week, he gets to face Spencer Rattler. Like, that's a good setup for Abdul Carter to maybe rack up a sack, maybe two sacks. And all of a sudden, that plus 140 might be like minus 110, something in that range. Guys who I think could take him down, as it stands right now, the only guy that I think that I would not necessarily bet, but I could see beating Carter out, would actually be Eagles linebacker Jahad Campbell at plus 350. I know a lot of people like Carson Schwechinger of the Cleveland Browns. He's at plus 550, and he's been super productive. Might be like one of the best linebackers already in the NFL. I have trouble with these non-first round picks. Like, these guys just don't win. They typically don't win unless all the first round defenders are just kind of like whatever. And it's too early right now in the season to say that the other first round defenders are whatever. So I don't think that you're doing yourself any favors by betting Schwechinger at plus 550 or 5-1 or whatever it is, even though he's been awesome on an awesome Browns defense. I just think it's too early to be jamming those kinds of guys. I'd rather be late to that party, I'll say that, than to be early to this Schwechinger's party. And all of a sudden, 7-8 weeks from now, there's a guy who's a first round pick like Carter or Campbell or a Michael Williams that is clearly kind of taken over as the guy that everyone's talking about. So Schwechinger, maybe at some point we'll bet him. That point is not right now, which leads me to comeback player of the year. As we wrap up this conversation with NFL awards heading into week 5, the favorite right now is 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. He's at plus 150. And McCaffrey obviously has a really good comeback case, missed 13 games last year, Achilles injury, knee injury, makes a lot of sense. He's one of the best players in the NFL when he's healthy. But when he's healthy is the big caveat here with Christian McCaffrey. I would never bet that plus 150 price. And in fact, do you really trust him to stay healthy for all 17 games? I don't. And in this market, there are a couple of guys that I think that we should bring up. One that I think has a legitimate chance. One of the guys that we should bring up, just because he had 2 touchdowns last week, Darren Waller. I don't necessarily think people would vote for him because he's not coming back from injury. He's coming back from retirement, even though he caught 2 touchdowns this past Monday. Shout out Darren Waller, first TD score. But the guy that I think that can actually win is Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. He's at plus 350. And the way everyone is talking about Dak Prescott right now, they're saying that he's playing some of the best football of his career. Now, of course, Dak missed 9 games last year with a hamstring injury and the Cowboys season sputtered out of control. But so far this year, Dak Prescott, 1,100 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, completing nearly 73% of his passes. I actually think right now, heading into week 5, because we know this is probably not like a winning award anymore after what we saw last year with Joe Burrow, I think an argument could be made that Dak Prescott should be the favorite to win comeback player of the year. There's people who want to put him in the MVP conversation. I think those people are nuts. But that just goes to show you how well-regarded Dak has been through 4 games. And this Cowboys offense is going to need him to put up those big numbers. I think Dak right now should be the comeback player of the year favorite. And if you want to parlay it with something fun, plus 350 is a bet over at BetMGM. Nick Costos joins us on the other side to set the table for tonight's Game 3 between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.